Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O heaven, and let me speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My instruction will condense like rain. My discourse will distill like dew, like showers on grass, and like fine rain on herbage. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Attribute greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice itself. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, righteous and upright is he. A perverse and crooked generation has corrupted itself. With their blemish, they are not his sons. Do you recompense the Lord with this, O foolish and unwise people? Is not he your father who purchased you, the one who made you and fashioned you? Remember the days of old. Discern the years of generation after generation. Ask your father, and let him inform you, your elders, and let them tell you, of when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, of when he separated the sons of Adam and appointed the borders of the various peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the portion of the Lord is his people. Jacob is the legacy of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the howling desolation of a wasteland. He encircled him and instructed him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest, and flutters over its young, and spreads its wings, and takes them, and carries them on its pinion. The Lord alone leads him, and there is no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the heights of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field, and he gave him honey to suck from the rock, and oil from the flinty outcrop, and butter from cattle, and milk from sheep, with the fat of fatted lambs, and rams of the Bashan breed, and goats with fat, and choice wheat. And from the juice of the grape one may drink wine. But Jeshurun became fat and recalcitrant. You became fat, you became indifferent, you became apathetic. And he forsook God, who made him, and he despised the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign customs. They provoked him to anger with abominations. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods that they had not known, new ones that had recently arrived, whom your fathers never reverenced. You became oblivious to the rock that begot you, and you forgot the God who brought you forth. And the Lord saw it and despised it, because of the provocation to anger of his sons and daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their final state is, for they are a generation of perversities, sons in whom there is no faithfulness. They have provoked me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols. So I shall provoke them to jealousy with those who are not a people. By a foolish nation I will provoke them to anger. For a fire has been kindled in my anger, and it is burning down to the lower underworld, and it will consume the earth and its produce, and it will ignite the foundations of mountains. I will heap evils on them, I will expend my arrows on them. When they are exhausted by famine, and consumed by inflammation, and a bitter pestilence, I will send against them the tooth of beasts, with the venom of the reptiles of the dust. Out of doors the sword, and indoors terror will bereave them. Both the young man and the young maiden, and the baby with the grey-haired old man. I would have said that I would blow them away. I would have made the memory of them cease among mankind, except that I feared the provocation of the enemy, that their adversaries would mistake the situation, that they would say, Our power is great, and it is not the Lord who did all this. For they are a people devoid of counsel, and there is no understanding among them. if only they would become wise and prudent in this respect, that they would understand their final state? How can one pursue 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight, if it is not that their rock has sold them, and that the Lord has delivered them up? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies are judges of that. For their vine is a vine from Sodom, and from blasted vineyards of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of hemlock. Grape bunches of bitter taste are what they have. Their wine is venom from serpents, and cruel poison from vipers. Is it not laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance and retribution are mine. Their foot will totter in due course, for the day of their calamity is near, and their future hastens on. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. For he will see that their power has gone, and that they are nothing but shut in and abandoned. And he will say, "Where are their gods, the rock in which they trusted? Their gods who consumed the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their libations. Let them arise and help you. Let there be protection over you. See now that I myself am he, and there is no God with me. I put to death, and I give life. I dash to pieces, and I heal, and there is no one who delivers from my hand. For I have raised my hand to heaven, and I have stated that I live age-abidingly. If I sharpen my glittering sword, and my hand takes hold of it in judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries, and I will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will consume flesh with the blood of the slain, and of captives, and from the chief of the leaders of the enemy. Shout for joy, O nations and his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and he will retribute vengeance on his adversaries, and he will reconcile his land and his people." Then Moses came and spoke all the words of this song with the people hearing, he and Joshua the son of Nun. And Moses finished speaking all these words to the whole of Israel. And he said to them, "Be attentive to all the words which I am testifying to you today, in that you shall command your sons to ensure to carry out all the words of this law. For it is not a trivial matter for you, for it is your life, and by this matter you will prolong your days on the land which you are crossing the Jordan to go to, so as to take possession of it." And the Lord spoke to Moses on this same day and said, "Go to this Mount Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, which is opposite Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I am giving the sons of Israel as a possession. And die on the mountain which you are going up to, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and he was gathered to his people, because you dealt treacherously with me among the sons of Israel, at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the desert of Zin, because you did not sanctify me among the sons of Israel. So you will see the land ahead, but you will not go there, to the land which I am giving the sons of Israel."